Welcome back.
We're back?
We're back.
Did we just leave?
We sort of did.
Yes.
Oh.
We did.
Okay. Now it's 153 miles till we turn.
153. You know what? I have 0 miles to empty. I have to stop and get gas.
What have you been doing?
Driving like stupidity. Hold on. Okay, well, that wasn't one of the smartest things I ever did.
You were panicked.
Well, I did not want to walk.
Well, it wasn't for that bad.
Miles and waste all of our time and then have to get gas and then have to carry it back to the car.
Ooh, look at lily pads.
That's swampy. Yeah, what happened was is that at the beginning of the previous show, which was yesterday, you heard the car ding, which tells you you're out of gas.
No, it doesn't say you're out of gas. It says like 20 miles to empty or something like that.
Which means you're out of gas.
No, it doesn't, because once it gets to zero, you still have 30 left. April figured that out.
I pulled over. It was 0 miles to empty, and I finally found a gas station. Pulled over, and I put 20.2 gallons of gas into a 20-gallon tank.
So you were driving it on vapors.
And momentum.
No momentum. You know what he did? He saw there's a police. Can I hold this? Can we just hold it in the middle instead of going back and forth?
Yeah,
it?
Sure. Okay.
It's kind of annoying.
Hold it in the middle. I'm in the middle.
Okay. There's a police car up there.
Well, I'm not speeding.
He turns. He takes this the cruise control. Ooh, and he puts it on coast.
The truck ran off into the ditch.
And then he turns the radio off and he turns the air conditioner off. And he thinks he's gonna coast all the way into the exit.
I did.
And then he stopped breathing because he thought that might help.
I did, and I stopped breathing. I told everybody else to quit breathing.
Stop. And think
very aerodynamic thoughts. Truck ran over a big semi. Just
prayer works
ran off
better
the
than
road.
Thoughts.
Well, we also prayed as well, didn't we?
The Lord.
Oh man, it ran off into the ditch and turned over.
Oof! They pulled it up. Yowza!
Wow. I guess he got tired.
Yeah,
he was alright. He was alive.
Okay,
yeah.
He was standing there.
So we pulled into the gas station and we got our gas and we went to the restroom.
And then he breathed.
And I took a big deep breath and said, "Thank you, Lord."
Yeah.
And now we have 513 miles to empty.
It's not enough. We have 610 miles to home.
I'm gonna have to stop one more time for gas. But wow, that was the most gas I ever put in this car. That was amazing.
Woo.
So,
what you talking about? You just gonna be silent?
No.
Say nothing.
After that, I kind of forgot where we were. So we got up and we went to Disney World, and right before we got to Disney World, we get a phone call. From our good friend at TXU, the electric
Encore.
Company, Encore, electric company that we have, telling us this is. I mean, I'm seeing the signs to Disney World.
Yeah.
Disney World exit next 3 miles. You know, and all this, and he proceeds to tell us that he's not going to pay for a penny of our damages.
Yes, not paying for the damages due to tariff laws that it was an animal that chewed through the wire, and he couldn't, due to the laws, he couldn't pay for it.
Which I said,
I know tariff laws, Brad
said. I said, I know tariff laws. I deal with tariff laws, and you are responsible. There's nothing in the tariff that says you're not responsible.
And they can't prove it was an animal. Did they stand there and watch the animal chew?
Well, I asked him. I said, the guy said it might have been a squirrel. He says he couldn't tell.
Yeah.
And he said, but it was cut. You know, the line was cut. Or the line was broken. I'm sorry. The guy was using the line.
The lineman said it was broken.
Yeah, broken. The guy on the phone said it was cut. And I'm like, the guy said it was broken. And he said he didn't know what it caused. It couldn't tell. But it was probably
it was
a squirrel.
Their responsibility.
Or it might have been a squirrel. But he said it was his responsibility. And so you're telling me it's not. He says, well, he's a lineman. He's not. He doesn't work in the claims department. I work in the claims department. What did he say that determined that this was not your responsibility? And he said, well, the only way it would have been our responsibility is if he had come out and said that there was no problem and left, and then you'd have had damages.
Which is the stupidest
thing
ever.
That's the stupidest thing in the world. And I said, dude, you knew that last week. You knew last week that we'd only called him out one time.
Yeah.
And you knew last week we called him out after the incident had happened and after the damages had happened. You knew all that last week. So what is it that...
What have you been doing all this time?
Well, I had to get the official report from him. And I'm like, that's a bunch of baloney.
Yeah, because you're just not... You just don't want
to
pay.
You're a very nice man, but you're lying to me very nicely. And it's too much money for me to let go, so I'm going to have to consult an attorney. I'm going to talk to my insurance company, and then I'm gonna have to call an attorney because it's too much money and too many damages to let it go.
Yeah.
I mean, I may end up still having to pay for it and pay for an attorney, but we'll see.
And insurance may come through. We'll see.
And we're talking thousands and thousands of dollars.
Not,
so
not just a few, but many thousands.
Many thousands of dollars here. And worth of damages. And so anyway.
So that was lovely. So then Brad was in a terrible mood as we were seeing Mickey.
I was not in a good mood.
And I said, you're not letting this ruin our trip. You've got to let this go.
Yeah. Well, we were both saying that to ourselves.
Go. No, I said, we're not letting this ruin our trip. We've got to let it go. We can't do anything about it right now. We've got to let it go.
And literally, within 15 minutes of entering the Magic Kingdom,
it's gone.
Magic happens.
Nothing else exists outside
and
of...
And I didn't think about it again until we left.
And the funny thing is that I never thought about calling anybody. I never thought about talking to people who were there. You are immersed.
Immersed.
Nobody
in the
outside
magic.
Exists. Like, when I did get a text, I'm like, what? What? I don't have a phone.
Leave me alone.
Why are you calling me?
No, we appreciated the text that we did get. And I did send out many Twitters and Twitter pictures. Not every day.
At the end.
A couple of days, I didn't take my phone in. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to mess with it. But so that was cool. One of the coolest things that happened to us was we got to meet, me and Faith got to meet Pooh and Tigger.
And get our pictures taken with them. We were so excited.
And get hugs. And it was just fantastic.
Pooh and Tigger kissed me. And Tigger, and when we got their autographs, and Tigger was writing it down, and Brad said, how do they know how to spell? I said, T-I-double-G-R. And Tigger went, that's right. You know how to spell my name. But Pooh, I was worried, because he's not a very good speller.
He's a very, very little brain.
He's a very, very little brain. So I thought, maybe he's because he's practiced.
But he knows
a lot.
How to spell Pooh.
He knew how to spell Pooh.
Spelt poo backwards?
Who spelled it backwards?
Well,
Tigger or Pooh?
They wrote it backwards. Tigger wrote his R backwards.
Yeah.
Or his E backwards.
And the E backwards.
Yeah. Tigger wrote his
E
backwards.
Pooh did okay, though. Yeah. I think the chipmunks.
Chippendale
did theirs backwards, too.
Did they? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they're forest creatures. They don't write a lot.
Yeah, they don't have to worry about that kind of thing. That was very exciting. Daddy and I were very excited about that.
We were. So the first day we kind of spent in the Magic Kingdom, and we went around, we met a few characters, and we had just a really good time. I seriously consider myself as never being to Disney World, even though I went once when I was 14.
Mr. Tim Mead told me to quit calling Brad dumb for the last trip. He said, quit calling him dumb the last time he went. I'm like, he was 14. He was.
I didn't let it go. I didn't immerse myself in the magic. I was looking for Six Flags.
He's trying to be too cool.
I thought this was supposed to be better than Six Flags, and it wasn't because it didn't have the cool rides that I thought.
You have to let the magic take you. You have to check your pride
right,
at the door.
Right. You can't be a 14-year-old. You have to
be a
10-year-old.
You have to 8 to 10 level. Have a good time.
But this time, I let myself do that. And the first thing we got to do...
The very first thing we did was buy ears.
No. The very first thing we did was use the restroom.
No, she bought ears. We did not.
The very first thing we did when we walked in the door is went straight to the restroom.
Oh, well, I used every restroom in the whole park. I know them all. And I knew where they all were by the time we got done.
If she wasn't hungry, she needed to use a restroom.
I wasn't hungry that much, actually. Because we ate junk. Much more filling than what I normally eat.
She's like, I could eat.
I could go to the bathroom. There's a restroom. I'm going
to
go.
I need to find a restroom.
Like, it's hot. You're drinking a lot of water.
We just went like 20 minutes ago.
Does it cause discomfort for you when I have to go to the restroom?
Yes, because I'm focused on doing the next fun thing.
Well, won't be much fun if Mama doesn't go potty.
But it was a big bummer. The first thing we got in the door was restroom. I'm like, no, we're at Disney World. Let's go do something fun right away. And no, restroom. The Disney's smart, though. I mean, they have all this figured out. When you go in, you've got to go a long way to get to a ride.
Yep.
And that's
got to walk through all the shops first.
Well, it's not just the shops, but that's on purpose. You get to experience Disney World before you ever get to a ride of any type. I mean, you get to experience the friendly people. You're immersed in this different world, this different, you know. Everything is so clean and everybody's so nice, and you walk straight up. You have to go by the castle to get to any ride, you know, and the castle's way at the end of Main Street. And it's just magical walking there and seeing that you've seen on television. It's like meeting a celebrity, you know. It's just like, it's just cool how they do that.
Love it.
And anyway, the first thing we did was get to be in a parade. Well, first we bought the Mickey ears.
Yeah, but Minnie, actually.
Minnie ears, yes. She got Minnie's ears. And then we walked out, and the parade was going on. The Make-A-Wish parade, or Be-A-Wish, or Dream-A-Dream.
No, that was the fireworks. The Wish fireworks.
Well, whatever the parade was. I don't know. Celebrate. That's what it was. Celebrate with us, the Celebrate parade.
Yes, we danced in the street.
So we got to get it. So they did their whole thing, and they giving us high fives and being all friendly. And then, it was very surreal, because it was like, wow, this is, you know, they're not so much performing as they are being these characters with you. You know, to you, and you get pulled into it. So, you know, so then we're dancing in the street. Yes, I danced in the street.
Yes.
Very silly dances.
Yes, it was fun.
And we were dancing in the street, and they stopped the parade, and you get to go out and dance with all the characters, and it was just a blast. And the different ones pop out of these boxes.
Helen was overwhelmed at this point. She's
she was dancing.
Wow.
She was dancing, but she was a little overwhelmed in a sort of a, okay, I'm not really... It wasn't that pure, unadulterated, letting go freely...
That was me and you.
Excitement, right?
Which, I was surprised, because you were so surprised by how everything was so clean and everything. I'm thinking, and at that point I thought, he really doesn't count that time at all. Because, I mean, I've been there several times, so I was like, oh, I'm not surprised. I mean, that's just the way it is. It's clean. They even clean they clean the trash cans. Clean everything.
I mean, there were literally people walking around wiping off the trash cans with a cloth.
That's just, it's magical.
Yeah.
The whole experience.
So.
They thought of everything.
Yep. And so then the first thing we did after that.
Then we went on the Pirates.
We went to the
Swiss Family Robinson Treehouse, and then we went on to Pirates.
Which was a walkthrough.
Yeah.
And then we did the Pirates, right?
Pirates ride.
No?
Yep.
We did Pirates first. This was the first day.
The very first day.
We did do
Thunder Mountain, but we did Pirates first. And then we went to Thunder Mountain.
And then we did Splash Mountain. And
then we just did everything. We just did all the rides that we could do and that
Helen
first day.
Loved
now we didn't
Thunder
get
Mountain.
There because we left.
That was hysterical.
We left your sister's kind of late. We had
a
2-hour drive.
At 11.
So yeah, we didn't get to the park till like midday. I mean, it was midway through. So what?
It's like 11.
I know.
But Helen loves Thunder Mountain. We got
on that roller coaster,
and she and I sat together. And I don't do rides. I cannot go in a circle. I will throw up on you. I promise. I get very motion sick. But I thought, you know, roller coaster. I can do tame roller coasters. You're like, I can always go on the kids' roller coasters at the carnival, like the small ones. I can do that. That's good. As long as there aren't any big drops, I'm all right. Because I can't take it.
This had several good drops.
But it wasn't like any ride where I was like falling. Oh. but this was fun. I mean, it was almost too much, but I enjoyed it. And I was glad I did.
Helen loved it.
She's like, I want to do that. Can we do that again? Oh, it was fun. And of course, Splash Mountain is a blast. I love that. Which is hysterical because it's a 50-foot drop and it doesn't bother me. Is it because it's in water? I guess. I don't get it.
But the thing about that is, though, I think the drop is slower.
Because it's
not a free fall drop like it is on a roller coaster. You're actually in water.
Yeah, so it kind of cushions your...
I guess. It's just a slower drop.
I don't know. It's fun.
But it was fun, and it's a very long ride. I was really surprised how long there's a story.
Splash Mountain is long, yeah.
The thing that kind of surprised me was how well they told a story in every ride.
Oh, everything had a story, yeah. That's what's so great about it.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's not big thrill rides. It's not a Six Flags. It's fun for everybody. I mean, so little kids can go on everything. That's what's so great about it.
Yes.
Except for, like, at Epcot, you can't go on everything. But at
Disney World, you can.
Disney World, all the kids, everybody can go on everything. That's what's so great about it. It's wonderful. Even I can go on the rides. And I probably could have managed Dumbo because it doesn't go any faster than the carousel now. But I didn't want to risk it.
Because she got a sick on the Dumbo.
After the Yeti debacle, I didn't trust Brad anymore.
The fastest ride there is the teacups, and you kind of control how fast that is.
Oh, and Helen had that spinning. She's like, faster, Daddy, faster, faster, faster. She had her arms
in the air. She had her arms straight up in the air.
Brad got off. He couldn't walk straight. He was so dizzy.
I'd spin one way, then I'd spin the other, then I'd spin one way, then I'd spin the other, but it didn't help. I mean, it did help, but...
Did you do the teacups three times?
No, I think just twice.
Oh. And Dumbo twice, and...
But we had a good time, and we did Dumbo a couple times, and the teacups, and, you know, just everything,
yeah. We went on everything.
The only thing we didn't go on was, like, Tom Sawyer's Island. Yeah. I love the Jungle Cruise because it was so silly.
Funny. Brad and I are the only ones in the entire boat laughing at this, at her jokes. They were funny.
She was funny.
And she delivered it funny.
She was funny.
She had good delivery timing.
Yes.
Very funny. But everybody else is like, either they didn't speak the language and they didn't get it, or they're like, this is so lame. And Brad's like, he's cracking up, and everybody's looking at him, thinking he's a big dork for laughing.
Everybody is looking at me like I'm part of the show or something.
Oh, it's so funny.
They're all looking at me like I'm from another planet.
It was good. That was funny. It was just puns, you know. It was one pun after another, and
it was jokes,
silly,
too.
You know. That was good. That was fun.
And then, of course, Helen and Faith are laughing at me laughing.
Oh, but I thought the jokes were funny, too.
That's true.
Hysterical. But everybody else was like, oh, it was good. I like that.
So, yeah. So we did the whole Disney, you know, the whole Disney experience that first day. And we stayed in the Magic Kingdom.
Uh-huh.
We had the park hoppers, so we could go to any park we wanted to.
We stayed there all day.
We watched the fireworks at the end. We did everything.
Did the race cars and the Tomorrowland and all that.
Oh, the other thing was that Helen had a button on that said it was her birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Helen.
And so everybody from the people who clean the trash cans to the people who run the rides to the people in the shops.
Anybody who worked there said happy birthday to her.
And then guests would say it, too. And
yeah.
So guests would start saying it to each other that had been there more than, like, just a little while. Because that's just what you do.
Yeah.
It's just part of the society.
Happy birthday, Helen.
Part of the culture.
And they said her name. I mean, it was Happy Birthday, Helen.
Happy Birthday, Helen.
And she got special treatment for that, too. She got extra cookies.
Extra cookies.
Bigger ice cream cones. Yeah, all kinds of stuff.
That's all kinds of things. And then when she went to Tinkerbell, she went to wake... Mr. Tim told us to go and...
Wake Tinkerbell up.
And asked to wake Tinkerbell up. But you have to get there first thing in the morning to do that. But she still... He told us that even if you don't get there, still go in and ask. And so we did. So she went up to the counter and she asked if she could see Tinkerbell or wake up Tinkerbell. And they said, no, Tinkerbell's gone. You know, she's over getting her signing autographs.
She's too busy.
But they gave her a little flob charm thing. Yeah.
To go on her charm.
With Tinkerbell. So it has Tinkerbell on it.
And they gave her that. But we did make it back yesterday in time. We all got her and she made an appearance. Tinkerbell made an appearance.
That was very cool.
The characters, that was, but Brad was kind of like, oh, I don't know, I don't want to stand all these lines. But once he finally realized how cool it was.
Well, the first ones we did were Mickey and Minnie.
He was struck by the princesses a little bit too much.
Hey, I was a 10-year-old boy looking at the princesses.
Sleeping Beauty. It's Sleeping Beauty.
Aurora was very nice, and so was Belle.
Oh, you weren't there for Sleeping Beauty. You were wandering around Germany.
No, I was there for Aurora. You're talking about Snow White.
Snow White, that's right, Snow White.
I was there for Snow White.
All the princesses except for Pocahontas, which I don't think really counts.
She's not a princess.
She's not a princess. She is?
No, Pocahontas is not a princess.
But Tinkerbell isn't a princess either, but she counts herself as one.
Yes.
That's what they said. Tinkerbell counts herself as a princess.
But we got Jasmine, Snow White, Aurora, Belle,
Cinderella. Ariel. And we got the Donald and Daisy and Stitch and Chippendale and
Mickey and Minnie were
Mickey
fun.
Mickey and Minnie, they were fun. Yeah, we got good pictures of them. And Aladdin.
And the coolest thing was that they the more you did, the more they pulled what you had done into the experience. So, like, Helen had the mini ears on. Well, they would begin to comment on that, and then they like your ears, and Minnie threw, Mickey threw a big fit over the ears.
Yeah,
you know,
he liked
and then when she went to the Chippendale threw a big fit over the ears, and then when Helen went to Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, she had her princess makeover. Then people stopped saying "Happy Birthday, Helen," and started saying "Happy Birthday, Princess."
Happy Birthday, Princess.
And so, and everybody began to call her the princess because she was made up.
She had fairy dust and
fairy dust. Her hair was done. She had a crown.
And that whole deal.
Yes, it was the whole thing. And
that
so,
was neat. And they were fairy godmothers in training.
Yeah, the fairy godmothers in training were the ones who did the.
Neat. I'm glad we did that. That was worth it. It was fun.
That was the second day.
No, we did that on Thursday.
Well, I mean, it wasn't the second. It was the second time we went to the Magic Kingdom.
Oh yeah. Well, we went 3 different days.
Right. The first day we just did everything. We watched the fireworks, and then we were exhausted. We went back to the hotel.
Oh gosh, it was.
We
midnight.
Were so tired. It was midnight. Helen goes to sleep at 8. You know. And so we get back to the hotel. We stayed right there on Disney and passed out. So then the next day we decided we would go to the Animal Kingdom the second day.
Animal Kingdom.
And
It was too authentic for him.
Yeah.
Not magical enough.
It wasn't magical. It was cool. It wasn't magical.
Yeah. Good for boys.
It was great for boys, teenagers. I'm sure
the rapid ride was fun. Well, and it was funny because when we got on there, This guy and his girlfriend had been on there like, what did he say, like 5 times or something? And he goes, and he points at me and he goes, "You're going to get the most wet. That seat always gets the most." And I'm like, "Why me? You're just picking on me." And he said, "You're going to get wet."
And he got
drenched. The whole boat was crying. We're all like, "Ah, ha, ha, ha." And he laughed. It was so funny.
But that ride was pretty short.
It was too short.
And the safari was fun. We went to
the
safari. And we did Nemo. That was really cool.
Oh, Nemo. I love Nemo. The musical.
Yeah, Nemo the musical.
It's like a Broadway musical number.
And that was really fun. We did that.
Feast for the Eyes.
Mm-hmm. But the Animal Kingdom itself, not much fun.
Well, that was the Yeti. That was the Yak and Yeti ride.
Yak and Yeti ride. And they didn't like that.
Yeti debacle.
Helen and Faith, they were all excited to ride it, and then because it's a roller coaster, you know, and Helen's decided, "I love roller coasters," because she rode the Runaway Mountain. Well, the Yeti is kind of the next one up. It's kind of the more adult roller coaster that's a little more extreme, and it hurt her stomach.
About going.
It didn't make her motion sick. It actually hurt her stomach.
Made me motion sick because of
the bar, I think, and then knocking her around, pushing her around.
It was a cool ride. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I thought it was a neat ride because you'd stop, like you went to the edge of the track, and then the tracks were like broken, and then you go. And I was in. I was in all the way for the first minute. I was in. Because what was it? Like 2-minute, 3-minute ride.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, the first minute, I'm like, "Woohoo! This is fun!" I'm like, "Yay! This is gonna be good!" And then we stop, and the tracks stop. And all of a sudden, it goes
backward,
and it's dark. And you go backward for like what seems like forever. It was like 10 seconds. All of a sudden, Helen gets quiet, and I get quiet. I'm like, "Oh Lord, please make it stop. Get me out of this ride. I can't get out of here." I was just like, "Please, please, please. I'm just everything.
Not
I didn't
good.
Know if I should." Because this guy
not
had told
good.
Me, motion
not
sickness,
good.
Look at the horizon. Look at the horizon, focus on the horizon. I'm like, "There's no horizon, it's pitch black in here." And so I'm like, "Should I just close my eyes? I don't know what makes it better." So then all of a sudden the Yeti shows up, and he's like breaks the tracks, and you rock, you know, and then he shoots you down and you finish the ride. And I was like, by the time I got to the end, I got out and I was like, "Please let me, I need to sit down."
And then she sat down.
I need to sit down.
She walked off the ride and she sat down and she stayed there for about 25 minutes.
Oh yeah. And I would have stayed there longer, but I felt bad making y'all wait. Helen felt fine after a few minutes, but I was like, oh, I felt miserable.
So then I knew, okay, they can handle this, but they can't handle that. And so I judged everything.
But you knew already. I had been telling you that. You just hadn't experienced it with me. I told you.
But you rode the runaway thing, and you were fine. So yeah. I thought, well, okay, she's good. And you took the Dramamine. That was another mistake.
Oh.
Because that stuff knocked you out.
Well, then I was, like, standing in line. I thought I was going to fall asleep standing up. That was awful.
Yeah.
I think that made it worse. I didn't
like the Dramamine either. I took it to get on the cruise, on the boat. They gave us Dramamine.
Oh,
and
it was awful.
Yeah, it's like falling asleep walking. It's not good.
And then we went to dinner with Tim and Karen that night, and I was like, what?
What?
I'm sorry, I'm not drunk. I can't. I'm not with
that
yet.
Was Thursday night. That was Tuesday night. So we'll tell you about that tomorrow. But the other thing that I wanted to tell you about real quick on this show was one of the neatest things we did on Thursday was we had supper at the castle with Cinderella.
Yes.
And when we booked it for 9:40 at night. It was the only time open
for the week we were there.
Which we thought was a big bummer, which turned out to be the coolest
thing ever. To close it down.
Because Cinderella was, there was nobody hardly there. There was nobody really begging for her time. Now, she wasn't all that super friendly, really, because she was exhausted. But we got to really be with her, and she was in the room with us, and she talked to Helen.
Yeah, and you got your pictures, and Helen asked her question. The whole deal with it.
And everybody was just, it was the end of the day, and so everybody was just, you know, they weren't holding anything else back for the next group.
Right. They weren't in a hurry. They were just kind of here.
So we went to supper, and we got to go up in the castle. Helen really loved being up in the castle.
You're up
and
in the second
you get to see the fireworks from inside the castle. And then during the fireworks, right after, there was a proposal.
Somebody said yes.
And then the
fairy godmother came out, and the mice.
Bibbidi bobbidi boo thing, and it was great.
And she sang and she sang happy birthday to Helen, and she got a cake and a candle and the whole day. I mean, it was worth everything. It was worth it.
And the coolest part to me, but it was so late, when we left, there was nobody in the park.
Nope, hardly. Yeah.
I mean, we were walking out by ourselves. We saw like five other people in the park, but that didn't work there.
Just that were workers, yeah.
That didn't work there. I mean, they were not workers.
Yeah.
And so that was just...
It was so quiet. But the lights were all still on and everything.
Yeah, and everybody was out sweeping and kind of cleaning up. And just to walk out like that, I could have almost gone home right then.
Yeah, that would have been the perfect ending.
But I'm glad we got to go another day. Yeah. But that was a really unique experience.
I'm glad we did that. I was really worried about whether it was going to be worth it, but it really was fun.
Yeah, it was good.
I enjoyed it.
Well, that's our show for today. Now, tomorrow I have ranting. I have the things that that I have to talk about that were...
drove him crazy.
That could have drove me batty if I let them. I mean, the whole experience was fantastic.
Yeah.
But I had to have some rants for you, because, you know, it'd be boring if we just talked about what we did every second of every day. So that was our Walt Disney experience. Tomorrow, God is great. Beer is good. People are just plain weird. Okay? So that's tomorrow. I'll see you then. Vayos con Dios.
Vayos con Dios.